Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Nat King Cole, from Peggy Lee, Les Paul and Mary Ford, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Helen Forrest with Benny Goodman. We'll have Johnny Mercer. And right now, this is a great starter. It's Glenn Miller and his Army Air Force Band and the St. Louis Blues March.
Thank you. see my baby. I'm gonna see my baby. I'm gonna see my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I've really missed my baby. I really missed my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby and live in love that U.S. way. Females, all right when you just have something to say. But female ain't like when your arms round your honey and you're home to stay. I'm gonna see my baby. I really miss my baby. I wanna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. Something to say, but female ain't like when your arms round your honey and you're home to stay. I'm gonna see my baby. I've really missed my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I'm gonna get back to the double track, see my friends down on the main stem, drop by the joint, say hello to the boss, grab my chicken, say let's get lost when I get home on Victory Day.
Thank you.
That was Helen Forrest backed up. If you thought it was Benny Goodman, you were right. It was Benny Goodman and Taking a Chance on Love. John Latouche and Vernon Duke wrote that tune back in 1940. Before that, it was Johnny Mercer and I'm Gonna See My Baby, a World War II song written by Phil Moore in 1943. And the mention of V-mail in there was the vehicle that was used during World War II to get the letters from the family to the servicemen in the field. The song was number 12 on the hit parade in 1943. And we started with Glenn Miller and his orchestra. By the way, this was after leaving CBS Radio. Glenn Miller led his civilian band for the last time at the Central Theater in beautiful downtown Passaic, New Jersey, on this week back in 1943, or 1942, because Millard had just volunteered for wartime duty. This was a W.C. Handy tune from 1914 called The St. Louis Blues. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. On this week, back in 1780, this is 1780, William Lynch and his Virginia neighbors drew up a compact to deal with criminal elements in the neighborhood. Since the local courts were quite a distance away, the agreement cleared the way for Lynch and his company to publish criminals locally without due process of law. Although lynch law and lynching were mainly associated with hanging, other less severe punishments were meted out. This all happened back on this day in 1780. Before that, it was we had in 1776, at the request of General George Washington for volunteer, Nathan Hale crossed enemy lines. He came from Norwalk, Connecticut, walked to Long Island Sound to gather information as to the strength and plans of the British Army. Hale was caught while returning and was hanged as a spy on this day in 1776, all without the benefit of a trial. And you may remember his famous last words were, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Buddy Greco. We'll have Ralph Martiri. And here's Diana Krall with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. And It Could Happen to You.
Hide your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh, down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened to me. Your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Oh. drops a sigh and down. To me.
Talks, and her hair is a kind of world to my mind. She's my kind of girl. She's wise like an angel's wise, with eyes like an angel's eyes. And her smile is a kind of pearl, yeah, to my mind. She's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face that knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, I know she's sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. She even cooks like an angel cooks. Oh yeah. And her hair is a kind of curl. Yeah, to my mind, she's my kind of girl. Yep. Pretty little face, that face that knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, I'm hip, she's sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. She even cooks ravioli like an angel cooks. What else? And her hair is a kind of curl. Yeah, to my mind, she's my kind of joy. In my mind, I'm her a kind of boy. Oh yeah. Put out the lights and call the law.
That was Buddy Greco from a CD called 16 Most Requested Hits. One of his hits was My Kind of Girl from 1961. Most popular version of this was by Matt Monroe. Before that, we heard from Ralph Martiri and an Irving Mills Duke Ellington tune from 1937, a famous one called Caravan. And we started with Diana Krall, backed up by the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. The song was It Could Happen to You. Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote it in 1944, was in a film called And the Angels Sing, and other notables who sang this song that made it into the hit parade was Joe Stafford and also Bing Crosby. Well, let's take a look at what happened on this day in history. Did you know that the baseball term Merkel's boner and the expression you're a bonehead had their origins on this week in 1908 at the final game of the National League pennant race between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants? The Giants were at bat, two men on base, and the score was tied at 1-1. The batter hit safely, scoring the winning run, but Chicago claimed that Fred Merkel, who had been on first, never advanced to second, and that he went straight to the dugout upon seeing the winning run come in. Chicago Cubs Johnny Evers tried to tag Merkel out, but was hampered by hundreds of fans pouring onto the field. Fans called the play a boner. It was later decided that the game was a tie and that the teams met again for a playoff. And the Cubs won that one 4-2. That was back in 1908. And if memory serves me correctly, the next time the Cubs won the National League pennant was in 2016. Long time between wins. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. We have some great stuff coming up right now. It'll be the Nat King Cole Trio. We'll have Peggy Lee. And here right now, here are Les Paul and Mary Ford and Tiger Rag.
Kitty, 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 k that dagger, hold that dagger, hold that dagger, hold that dagger, hold that dagger. Wait till I catch you, me little tiger.
My baby, my sugar, I never maybe my sugar, that sugar baby of mine. Funny, he never asked for my money, all that I give him is honey, and that he can get anytime. Make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, because he's sweeter than sugar candy to me. Oh, sugar, I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine. I'm too sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine.
Little girl, you're the one girl for me, little girl. You're as sweet as can be. Just a glance at you met love from the start. Oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days. And this great big world will be divine. Little girl, when you're mine, all mine. Sad you met love from the start. Oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days. And this great big world will be divine, little girl, when you're mine, all mine.
Well, that, of course, is Nat King Cole and his famous Nat King Cole Trio and a song called Little Girl, recorded in November of 1947. Before that, from the movie Pete Kelly's Blues, it was Peggy Lee, along with husband Dave Barber, and the song was Sugar. And we started with a great one by Les Paul and Mary Ford called Tiger Rag. This was popular back in 1949 and was in a film called The Big Broadcast, starring Bing Crosby and made popular later on by Kate Smith. We're going to take a little break right now and be back after the break with Diane Shore. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. We still have lots more great music awaiting you. In the next 10 minutes, for instance, we'll have James Darren. We'll have Harry James. And right now, it's Diane Shore, and you're going to like this How High the Moon.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll steal my heart, how high the moon. Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true. You love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, that's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll stay.
It's only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Now it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. No, it wouldn't be. If you believe in me.
Well, welcome back from our break. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. And by the way, you can hear us worldwide anytime that it's Saturday night at 10 to 11 o'clock Eastern Time. You can hear us worldwide at WVXU.org. We heard from James Darren and the Standard Paper Moon. Harold Arlen and E.Y. Harburg wrote it back in 1933. This song performed by most everybody and on the hit parade by Ella Fitzgerald and before that by Benny Goodman. We heard from Harry James and his orchestra with a selection called Shiny Stockings, and it was written by Frank Foster, who was a tenor saxophonist and was born here on this very day in 1928, right here in Cincinnati, or rather across the river in Covington. Now, in addition to leading his own large and small bands, he spent 9 years as musical director of the Count Basie Orchestra, and he wrote this very song, Shiny Stockings. Before that, we heard from Diane Shore and that famous Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis tune from 1940, How High the Moon. Let's take a little look at what happened on this day in history going way back to 1779 on this very day. Well, you've heard the expression, I have not yet begun to fight. Well, if you thought it, John Paul Jones said those words, you were right. He spoke them in the Revolutionary War battle when, as commander of the American warship Bonhomie Richard, he led the U.S. or the Americans to victory over a British warship, the HMS Scurrius. And let's see, Max Sennett's Keystone Comedies, complete with the Keystone Cops, were released on this week back in 1912. And the price of gold rose to panic-causing heights on this week in 1869. Thousands of businessmen were ruined in the Wall Street panic after financiers Jay Gould and Big Jim Fisk attempted to corner the gold market. Let's get back to more music and more pleasant things. Coming up, we have Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, and right now it's Larry Clinton's orchestra, B. Wayne on vocal, and Whistle While You Work.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long, or hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Molly
and me, we're
Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, and a great song from, well, way back in vaudeville time called My Blue Heaven. And we heard from Larry Clinton's orchestra with a vocal, a short one, by B. Wayne on a song called Whistle While You Work. And if you thought that sounded familiar and sounded like it was from a cartoon, it was from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And got on the hit parade that year in 1938, got up to number two. Let's take a look at what happened on this day in history. On this day in 1954, The Tonight Show debuted on NBC TV. Steve Allen hosted the late night program, which began as a local New York show in June of 53. Tonight became a launching pad for Steve Allen and hundreds of guests, including Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Sketch Henderson and the orchestra provided the music, and Ernie Kovacs was the host between 1956 and 1957. And let's see, West Side Story opened in New York on this week in 1957. Musical ran for 734 performances. We have time for a couple more performances right now. Here's a great one from Bobby Darin, and I'm Beginning to See the Light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. Now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we're running out of time again. This is the Count Basie Orchestra and Blue and Sentimental. And we heard from Bobby Darin with I'm Beginning to See the Light, song written by Harry James and Duke Ellington. And that's it for tonight. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.